Sports, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's new optimism for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that would get hostages freed. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from the foreign desk.
As Antony Blinken sees it,
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people and a ceasefire is Hamas.
But the devil, as always, is in the detail. Talks between the parties taking place in Cairo.
In the U.S., campus protests continue as demonstrators demand schools divest from their investments in Israel. Columbia University's president says that school will not divest and says talks have broken down with student protesters. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow, and in the plains, the cleanup's underway after the severe weather over the weekend that included tornadoes. It killed four people in Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are confirming a case of the measles in Wisconsin. The person lives in Dane County and works in Rock County. The Department of Health Services says the measles has been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health problems for people who are not vaccinated. Republican Congressman Brian Stile is pushing back on colleagues who want to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week.
We have a wide net of folks. There's some of us that are really focused in on the issues, actually trying to solve the problems that are in front of us. Other people on occasion like to get attention. That's frustrating.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. More than 80 people were arrested during Saturday's Mifflin Street block party. Most arrests were for alcohol offenses. Six people went to jail. About 150 officers patrolled on foot, bicycle, and horseback. EMTs responded to 14 medical emergencies, most of them related to alcohol. 11 people had to go to the hospital. Nobody was hurt when a deck with several people on it caved in. One car was turned over and another was damaged. Madison College held its annual spring powwow Saturday. It's a celebration honoring Native American heritage and culture. Singers, musicians, and dancers from a number of tribal nations around Wisconsin gathered together at the Truax campus's Redston Gym. Lac du Flambeau veterans took part in a color guard presentation. The event was hosted by the Madison College Native American Student Association and other cultural groups. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks lose again in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks already shorthanded with no Dame, no Giannis. Then in the first quarter, Bobby Portis ejected from the game after slapping a Pacers player, Doc Rivers.
You know, it doesn't matter how long you're in the league, you can still learn. All of us can. It'll probably be a lesson for Bobby. Playoff games are high emotion. They really are. So that happened, and, you know, you can't get it back once it happened.
The Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Pacers lead the series 3 games. To one. Baseball. The Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Rays. Milwaukee losing to the Yankees 15-5 yesterday. NFL. The Packers drafting another 11 players to add to an already young roster. Do game plans need to be simplified for a younger team?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably from an offensive standpoint. You know, obviously you got a new defensive staff for the most part, so there's going to be some learning along the way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A damp and dreary day, stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy, up to 25 miles per hour, pulling our highs to the mid-60s. We dry out tonight and sunshine prevails tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On the next show, is the Supreme Court out of control? Our special guest attorney, Jim Santel, will hopefully give us some answers.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I'm curious when you hear the former president go out on the campaign trail and open with his hand over his heart to hear the national anthem with a choir of people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, who were tried, convicted by juries, and now sitting in prison. When you hear him talk about them as hostages and the idea that he could be president again and release them, offer them pardons, how does that sound to your ear?
I think... You know me well enough that you can only imagine what my reaction is.
Yeah, that's Officer Fanone. He's got a new book coming out, and he was on Morning Joe the other day with Willie Geist, and he went on to say this.
Donald Trump is sick. He's a sick individual. And the idea that he would align himself with criminals who attacked and assaulted law enforcement officers who are only there doing their job is sick. And anybody that would support that is equally demented.
Exactly. And look who we've got with us this morning.
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of our home because of mama. She brought us good Shepherd. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to take it Cliff Shepherd jingle. Grumpy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause of mama, she brings us good Shepherd. Cause of mama, she brings us good Shepherd.
Good morning, Cliff. How are you, sir?
I am having a splendid morning. How about you?
I'm having a morning.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Good morning.
I can't remember what you said. You said something that was really funny when you introduced me. You finished a sentence about some sort of like craziness or sickness or whatever, and then you're like, "And guess what we have with us today?"
Right, exactly.
It was a nice. Yeah. It was a nice segue into.
Segues am I?
Yeah.
You know?
That crazy bastard's back.
That guy's back.
Stuck in the studio again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I asked you to be here, so it's on me.
Okay. That's right. If any trouble that comes down, I will try to behave myself. I promise.
Please.
It's not easy. With dog killers and
oh my God.
And court farters and, you know, everything that is MAGA out there, but I will do my best.
Yeah, I mean, we have been talking about Christine Ohm's. There are so many words in my head that we would lose the license for that I think about this woman. Give us your two your thoughts on
I'm going to also try to be really careful here. I'm somebody who has, I think people know, you know, we volunteer at a cat rescue place. My wife and my son do. We have four cats because we meant to take in, you know, we meant to have two, but then there are strays who right. need a home, and we're like those people that love them. And so I may not have dogs, although I absolutely love dogs, but I've often said, I think cats and dogs, evolution screwed it up, should, you know, that cats and dogs should run the earth. So if you know how I feel about those animals, you know that I really can't say, because I'm scared that I would say something that I would regret. She's just an, I mean, here's what I will say. MAGA is a sickness.
Yeah.
That there was a whole bunch on was it Saturday night, whatever night, the White House Correspondents Dinner mm-hmm. that Colin Jost said that was really, like, hilarious. But as I tweeted out, my favorite thing that he said actually is when he ended it by talking about how his grandfather, who was from Staten Island, which goes 70% for Trump, in the end voted for Biden because of Biden's decency.
Right.
And to me, that's, you know, there's a lot of differences, but if you look at the policy differences from taking away women's rights to attacking immigrants to everything else that's done on the right, to all the personal greed and like the personal lies and myths, you know, about elections and this and that, it just is, there's decency, which is the Democrats, who are not perfect, but mm-hmm. are trying to make people's lives better, are trying to give people more opportunities and more rights. And then MAGA, it's no longer like you're conservative, so you're a Republican. MAGA is just about indecency. It's about cruelty. It's about bringing together people that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, bring around the sickest people among us. Because there are stories like this, you know, this one is particularly appalling. But we know the stories around Donald Trump, who's been adjudicated and called a rapist by a judge. We know the stories around Ron DeSantis and the utterly cruel things that he does and has done. You know, these other members of the Republican Party. I mean, Donald Trump endorsed some guy a couple years ago, a MAGA guy who murdered somebody
yeah.
and was running. I mean, like, these things don't just happen by accident. These guys who lie and make up everything. The guy running, it's John Tester in Montana, mm-hmm. who has literally claimed he got shot and he shot himself. And he, you know, like, he basically, when he was a veteran. My point is simply, they are the most indecent, horrible, cruel. They're the dregs of society. They are the basket of deplorables, but a basket isn't big enough mm-hmm. to fit them. They're just the gauchest, grossest, worst people. And I'm not talking about everybody who votes Republican, although I would ask some of them to look at who they're aligning themselves mm-hmm. with now. But anybody who is a core MAGA person is in an authoritarian cult, who is someone who lacks class, who lacks dignity, who lacks any compunction or care for others, whether it be people or animals. So that's my long way of saying she's an absolutely despicable, disgusting, awful human being. And I hope this ends her political career, as I hope 2024, we can crush them so that we can end this MAGA disgustingness that sort of assaulted our system.
Well, okay, that's the show. Wow. No, I couldn't agree with you more on all of what you just said. That's exactly what's going on. Even a friend of Kevin McCarthy is now under investigation for sexually assaulting his daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? He's a Kern County supervisor. His name is Zach Scrivener. He's being investigated for sexual assault after one of his other children stabbed him in the chest twice. Obviously.
I mean, stabbed who?
He was stabbed. The supervisor was stabbed in the chest twice by one of his kids. So that's why this is coming out now.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, you have more. Sorry.
Yeah, he's under investigation for allegedly sexually assaulting his preteen daughter, as stated by the sheriff, apparently after the stabbing incident. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do with the kid, because they're not saying how old his child is stabbed him.
Where does Kevin McCarthy come into this?
He is a longtime friend of Speaker McCarthy.
So this has nothing to do with McCarthy. They're just friends.
They're friends because of Kern
County. McCarthy, but you tend to not be friends if you're a normal non-MAGA person with people who, I mean, look, we all have, you know, somebody who's a friend who we're like, oh my God, and we're shocked. Mm-hmm. You know, they did something, but you know, I mean, Kevin McCarthy chose to surround himself with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
Boom. Donald Trump
lied and insulted the Sandy before she was ever even in Congress, the Sandy Hook representative,
yep.
Sandy Hook families, and said that it never happened. And Jewish lasers and was a virulent anti-Semite. And mm-hmm. Chase, you know, when she was being asked questions by voters for Tomorrow, that young group of Gen Z folks literally kicked the woman as she was asking her questions, and they were walking. I mean, you can see uh-huh. the video. She started kicking her.
Yeah.
Like, this is their instinct, like, towards violence. You know, Lauren Boebert, how she behaved in the theater, or how she's behaved with her husband or all of her kids going to frickin' prison, mm-hmm. you know, or Sarah Palin's half her kids. I mean, these aren't coincidences.
No, they're not.
These people are the dregs of society. They are the dumbest. They are the most ignorant. They are the most cruel. They are the most evil. You know, there's a reason why, like, Donald Trump hates dogs. Hell, even non-MAGA guy Mitt Romney put his damn dog up on the roof of his mm-hmm. car in a freaking, you know, and you know, Mike Huckabee's son tortured and killed a dog. I mean,
I think he hanged his dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much more proof of these kinds of things? Again, whether it's how they treat animals, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's mass like grift and robbery, you know, insider trading, whatever it is that have caused numerous Republican reps who were like the two first Trump supporters who had to resign. I mean, all leading to an insurrection where we know, you know, at least a dozen and a half members of Congress were actively involved enough that they were taking part in the conversations beforehand. And where the hell Merrick Garland is on that, I don't know. But they were talking to people about fomenting insurrection. I just, they're terrible, awful. Just they're the people you run into in life that you try to avoid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're the people that you're like, that you when you walk in a place, you see them, you go in the other direction because they're despicable. And they've all found each other and coalesced around MAGA.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, according to the reporting on this, 30 guns, electronic devices, and mushrooms, as in the fun ones,
okay,
were seized from his residence, leading to a forensic examination to determine his potential influence under the influence while this was going on. So, yeah, Kevin, surrounding yourself with good kids there, buddy. I mean, good God.
I mean, all, you know, they all took money from Steve Wynn, you know,
yeah.
the Wynn in Vegas, who's a sexual assaulter, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, like, you know, it would be hard for me. I mean, it wouldn't be, but we would have to sit here and take up your entire show if we were to go through a list of all the people that had to leave the Trump administration because they were found out to have committed domestic violence, because mm-hmm. they were found out to have, you know, lied in some way that made them ineligible for what office they were serving. I mean, just they're you know, I mean, again, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't tell you I can say that the DSM book of disorders must list a bunch of them. They should probably just put MAGA in there and sort of combine and be like, if you're a petulant loser and a raging narcissist and a kind of silly sociopath, guess what? You may be MAGA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like I can joke about it, and I have to joke about it because yeah. it's the only thing I always say that on my YouTube channel. People are like, well, you know, you make a lot of jokes. And I'm like, well, because this is the only way, you know, we all do that. That this show is popular for that reason. And we do that because it's the only way you survive this stuff, looking at these people, you know, and how utterly despicable they are, and seeing that we all know people that actually are like, yeah, I'm going to vote for that person.
Yeah, these are those kind of folks. They make no sense to me. Anita in San Antonio. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I was just going to kind of talk about what Cliff Schechter was talking about. Well, Karen said not all sociopaths are Republicans, but all Republicans are sociopaths.
There you go.
And I was also thinking about the Huckabees. Mm-hmm. I mean, the son hung his dog.
Yep.
And Mike Huckabee put a squirrel in the blender. And then Greg Abbott, he made it legal to chain your dogs up in the front yard all day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's
I know. I know some. I've heard about somebody. I know them tendentially. But mm-hmm. they did that. And the dog strangled itself trying to get to water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Anita. Oh, yeah. That's terrible. That just...
And then, as you know, being from Texas, that's only when Greg Abbott's not busy trying to drown immigrants.
That's true. And then there's that.
Because if they're immigrants, you know, if they're immigrants who are coming here, you know, and they don't have papers ahead of time or something like that, they're no longer human beings, as far as Greg Abbott and his friends are concerned. So they're just garbage to be washed away and drowned. I mean, like, again, sick people. act that way in our society.
Exactly.
And they've elevated it to where it is the core principle in a party to actually be sick, to be cruel, to be evil, to be purposefully stupid. You know, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and Kristi Noem did that. I mean, the fact that that she did it is one thing, right? And it tells you how evil she is. The fact that she thought bragging about it in a book would help her should tell you something else about who they are, which is she's like, I'm going to tell them about the time I shot that innocent puppy because that will make me more popular among the serial killers I call my base.
The only reason I can think of that she thought this might be rationally a good thing is to get into Trump's good graces because Trump famously doesn't like dogs.
Right. That's
yeah, enough. But right. So
but I'm a rational person trying
to be president.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm a rational guy trying to be rational about this, but I don't know if, you know, that's the appropriate approach.
It may be. I mean, again, when you elevate somebody of such just bereft of all moral character, right? Mm-hmm. Lacking all intellectual capacity, all emotional capacity, all psychological capacity, this guy who literally is a combination of every bad human trait, and he's probably even discovered a couple new ones.
Probably.
And that's who you're elevating to the top of your party. You know, to say quickly, I was like, you know, it's like you try to find a way to put this in perspective. Okay, so I'm going to, I think, you know, I this may help. Kristi Noem is the governor of
South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. And this is what she did. Right. She murdered a dog, okay? The former, I think he's former, who knows there, Attorney General, Republican of South Dakota, ran a man over at night and killed him.
Yes, I remember that.
It seems quite obvious he was coming from a fundraiser, pretty suspicious that he was drunk, you know, but ran somebody over, claimed he thought a deer hit him, even though the guy's glasses were still either in his car or on his car, didn't go back to the next day to find the man he ran over and killed. These are, like, the governor and attorney general are probably two of the three or four highest offices in South Dakota, and they found a way, and again, that's the reason they found a way is because this isn't a coincidence. This is who they all are, that they elected a person, attorney general, that would do that, and governor that would do that, should tell you everything that you need to know about who they are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is now brought to you by... There we go. Brought to you by Dr. Modi's.
Yes, Dr. Marty.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw, which is this.
Right.
Two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire quickly. Three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of nutrients your dogs need. And four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why Bonnie and Clyde love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Yes.
It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
They're coming to Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Michael in the Bronx, hi. Michael, are you there?
Hey, Jody, can
hey,
you
babe.
Hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Michael. You got about a minute.
You're doing a heck of a job, as you usually do, filling in for Steph. But, you know, when someone, when your guest said about decency on the side of Democrats and the Republicans totally lack of, let's add to the list, at least Democrats know how to speak truth. And they don't BS the American public as costing the people lives and safety.
Right.
You know, these are things to take into the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how the hell can you find reliable a person who's got a big fat head with a big fat mouth, big fat ego, but very little brain and little God knows what else? I leave that up to Stormy Daniels.
You're absolutely right, Michael. Thank you. He's absolutely right.
Well, we know he's got very small fingers. And, yes, you know,
that's right.
He's got very small hands.
Tiny, tiny.
You often wear very small gloves.
Yes, he does. He does. He does. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back with Cliff Schechter on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's new optimism for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that would get hostages freed. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from the foreign desk.
As Antony Blinken sees it,
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people and a ceasefire is Hamas.
But the devil, as always, is in the detail. Talks between the parties taking place in Cairo.
In the U.S., campus protests continue as demonstrators demand schools divest from their investments in Israel. Columbia University's president says that school will not divest and says talks have broken down with student protesters. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow, and in the plains, the cleanup's underway after the severe weather over the weekend that included tornadoes. It killed four people in Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Emergency room doctors say they're worried about their ability to care for pregnant patients who need abortions out of medical necessity. Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident.
We are putting ourselves at risk for allowing people who do not have medical training to pick and choose which procedures can and cannot be applied in the emergency department.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states that have banned abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A damp and dreary day stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers. Winds are a bit breezy, up to 25 miles per hour, pulling our highs to the mid-60s. We dry out tonight and sunshine prevails tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Boy and Cliff Schechter.
Yay, Cliff.
Star of the
Minneapolis Sexy Liberal Show.
Yes. Stage and screen.
Star. I was a guy they let crawl out on the stage after all the funny people did their. I'm kidding. Having them have me join them was a blast because I'm used to being like the political consultant who's a little bit funny, and then I'm on there with like with all these amazingly quick-witted comedians, and that was a challenge. It was a lot of fun.
You held your own.
Yes, there you go. That's all that matters. Thank you. All that matters. Now that is a tough room.
Those are some talented people who've had many experiences on stage that I mean that was for me getting up and making jokes in front of I don't know how many people were there that was a first.
Well, congratulations.
I hadn't done that before.
They popped your cherry.
Nice. Right? Nice. You got to lose your virginity in all ways at some point.
At some point.
Probably, you know?
Well, fantastic. Let's move on with the profiling courage. Okay.
What do you think, Leader McConnell? Do you think that presidents should be immune from criminal prosecution for actions while they're in office?
Obviously, I don't think that, but it's not up to me to make that decision. The president clearly needs some kind of immunity, or he'd be in court all the time. So we'll see how the Supreme Court deals with it.
One more.
But they have some kind of immunity.
That's the point. Yeah. They already do. And he went on.
Just to be very clear, you said former presidents are not immune from being held accountable. By those comments?
That was my view, but I don't make that decision.
Those comments?
I mean, that's my view. But my view, it's only my view. I mean, the court is going to decide this.
But just to be clear, you stand by those comments. Former presidents are not immune from being held accountable.
Yeah, I do, but many times I have to say, I'm not on the Supreme Court. I don't get to make the final decision on that.
What a weasel.
I do, but I believe, but why don't you just... I don't want to curse again. Why don't you just say what you believe?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, have the courage once... Mitch, you're an aging turtle, which means he probably has like another 150 years to live because some of those guys hang on forever. And he's not running for re-election again. He's done. He served his corporate master's will and degraded our democracy with Citizens United to an unrecognizable point where foreign money is determining all sorts of things in our elections. You know, what Barack Obama brought up in the 2013 State of the Union, and when that lying right-wing weasel Alito shook his head no, the one that likes talking about, likes making Dobbs decisions based on the testimony of people that believe marital rape is a good thing from the 16th century, because that was one of his sources. I mean, that this group, again, I can't imagine, and they fit the MAGA mold perfectly. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine a bigger group of corrupt clowns. Like, I see now that something like a quarter or a third or whatever it is approves of this court, and like, I want to know who they are.
Right.
I mean, the six Republicans on this court, every single one of them, I think, has been found. Maybe not Amy Coney Barrett. I'm trying to be fair. Every single one of them has been found to have corrupt ways, made money off of being on the court. You know, she's a religious zealot, so she's got her own thing going on. So is Alito. You know, Clarence Thomas is laughable. He's a seditionist. Mm-hmm. And the three furthest right on there have made it, Clarence Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito have made it clear they're fascists for a long time in their decisions. It was really only a question of the others who are only semi-fascist, what they would do.
Right.
But that anyone could even entertain this argument, that people forget that we had a war against King George he was subject to laws.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, even though he was king and even though he had rights that no one else had, he still was considered subject to laws hundreds of years ago. How many years do we have to go back to get to where these people want to be? A president not with immunity for their private acts? just forget it. Close up shop. Yeah. Like, and I don't think they're going to come to that conclusion in the end. I don't, because I think they're, you know, I think they're scared. I mean, Joe Biden's in office right now. But the truth of the matter is that I do think that they're playing defense for Trump. They want to make his claim seem reasonable when it's ridiculous. So by taking it seriously, they do that. They give him cover by wasting time so that trials get pushed back and other things like that. They're also able to help him out. They're doing this. And again, I don't think they'll come. I mean, if they come to this conclusion, well, I don't know. I mean, and I fully don't know what country I live in. And yeah. I don't think they will. But that they would even entertain such a notion sends a signal to people about where, you know, I mean, about the state of our democracy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
the lack thereof.
Yeah, I think Amy Coney Barrett and the other ladies are in concert with each other on this potential ruling coming forward. And it's up to Roberts at this point.
I don't think Roberts will rule with them either. And I think Kavanaugh could go either way. I've looked at that court. There's three guys there who, you know, who would support Mussolini,
right,
essentially.
Right.
So it's only I've always said the three furthest to the right are fascists. The two other ones I would call pretty strong authoritarians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Roberts is only a very right wing nut.
Right.
And that's how I break it down. And so I guess, you know, we'll see. I don't think Roberts will rule with them. And then I guess the question, you know, we'll see what Kavanaugh does. I mean, we would win with just Roberts.
Right.
I mean, even if this ended up only being a 5-4 decision, you know, I think what this tells you is we need to win. We all, you know, all of this polling and whatever, people getting scared about these polls are stupid. Every time they're like, oh, well, Swazi is tied and then he wins by 8.
Right.
Oh, well, Democrats are going to, you know, they're going to lose the Senate in 2022. We pick up seats.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they're not accurate. We know that when people are actually going out and voting, we're kicking Republicans' butts.
Right.
So we need that kind of a win. I mean, I'll take a one electoral vote win over Donald Trump, obviously.
Right.
But we really kind of need to crush MAGA,
yeah,
because we need to get it through. We need to have enough Democrats where, you know, we've gotten to the point where they realize the filibuster has to go.
It does.
But they need to get there on expanding the Supreme Court, too. I mean, we can't be sitting on a knife's edge every time a ruling goes there, because there are people that not only are outside of the mainstream of American society in, you know, 2024, they're outside of the mainstream, apparently, of British society in, mm-hmm, 1770.
Right.
And maybe they would have been outside of the mainstream of Spanish Inquisition society. Like, Spanish Inquisition seems like they're being a little too nice, you know, not going after quite enough Jews and Muslims. I think we might want to add to that. I mean, they're insane. They can't. I mean, we need to add to that court.
No, I agree completely. I mean, the. Like Rude Pundit said earlier, mm-hmm, people are talking on the TV machine that they think what the Supreme Court's going to do is kick it down and remand it back to Chutkan, all the way back to her, to say, you make these decisions, and then it'll be back to the D.C. Circuit Court and then back up to the Supreme Court, so that they don't have to make a decision until after the election,
yeah,
which means after the election, it'll be 9-0 if Biden wins, no immunity.
Which means they're pussing out.
Yeah, they're punting.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have taken it in the first case. The D.C. Circuit Court did the right thing. Their ruling was perfect. It was a perfect,
right,
ruling.
There was no reason for them to take up
it.
Such an idiotic, a 9-0. Exactly. Like, it was clear what every normal human felt about this. This is why I've made the arguments against these guys for so long on so many issues, when people are like, oh, well, you know, you can't do that because there's an individual right to gun ownership. And I'm always like, no, there isn't. I mean, if you read the Constitution and you understand what the words well-regulated and militia mean,
mm-hmm,
you understand the times, the history of needing militias to fight threats, internal and external, threats like insurrections.
Mm-hmm.
The Shays Rebellion was just a January 6th insurrection, essentially. So the fact that people would take them at their word, well, they decided it must be there. I'm like, people laughed that out of court. You know, Warren Berger said it was a joke invented by the NRA, you know, and he was a conservative. I use that because I know the gun issue so well, but I would also bring up Citizens United. I would bring up Shelby versus Alabama, their voting rights decision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many of these decisions, for anybody to believe that there was any precedent, any real reasoning behind this, and that they're not just a group of Republicans in robes who are looking for to give partisan advantage to their side no matter what, who don't care at all about democracy, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Let's see who we have here.
All right.
Hi, Martha in Detroit. How are you?
Good.
You're on.
Hi.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I wanted to, well, first of all, I love you guys. I used to listen to you every morning on my way to work, but I'm retired now, so I get you as often as I can.
Okay. Yay. Yay.
And I watch you on TV.
Fair.
Yay.
But my dad was a farmer,
mm-hmm.
and we always went up North Michigan, and I have lived on a horse ranch, mm-hmm. and I had to put three horses down, and there was old age on two of them, and the other one was older, but he went blind. And so I had the vet out, and we put him down. We gave him sedatives, and then we, you know, put him down. But I understand, like, years ago on the farms and stuff like that, that was humane to shoot a horse in the head. But when you had to, I think it's some of it has to do with money. Like, people can't afford to take care of their animals. But that was just totally, like you said, everything you guys said is just totally wrong what she did. She could have sold that dog.
Yeah, she could have.
If she's
or just taking it to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
If she's raising hunting dogs, she don't want her line out there that doesn't represent her breed that she's trying to sell.
Yeah, no, you're
for
right.
A hunting dog.
You're right. And that's the thing. She wanted that dog to be a hunting dog and got mad when it hunted chickens. It's like...
what a terrible and tough life she has. I mean, you know, it's kind of like when her daughter couldn't become a real estate appraiser mm-hmm. by the regular means in South Dakota. So then she sat down with people and made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care about anything, rules or laws or decency. And so... she does what she does, but anybody who is a normal, well-adjusted human would take a look at that picture, because I have that dog, see an adorable dog,
mm-hmm.
and be like, okay, so somebody, it's not going to serve the purpose she wanted, but she'd say, you know, if she were a normal human, she'd say, all right, but I'm going to give this dog to a loving family that will adore it.
Yeah.
And not be a thick, deranged sociopath.
Yeah, I mean, when I adopted my dog Shadow, I took my other dog with me. He was in my Jeep, and I had my roommate with me. And my dog, my Tucker, he got along well with other dogs, right? So I knew he would be fine. We bring her, and she was a terrier mutt. She was adorable. We bring her into the Jeep after we had adopted her out of the Humane Society, and she gets in the car, and they both start growling at each other immediately. Mm-hmm. So my roommate's trying to keep them apart while I'm driving home, and I looked at her, and I said to Tommy, I said, if they don't get along, we're going to find her a place to live. We're not bringing her back to the pound because they'll kill her because it was a kill shelter. And so I'm like, I'm going to figure out where to put her. I'm not going to, and they became, I mean, they were the best of friends in about a week. You know, they were glued together for 12 years. But there was no way this dog, she literally was dropped off an hour before I got there. And the family said, we had to move. So we dropped, she's lovely with children and great with treats. And it's like, why did you drop off your 3-year-old dog if she's so lovely?
Yeah.
You know,
so
there was, I could have taken her right back to the pound, but I was not going to do that because that's not the right thing to do. And to even just to fathom getting your gun in that moment and saying, yeah, I'm going to shoot this dog and then the goat. Why?
It's because, again, you're lacking, you're a sociopath, you're sick.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you have no compassion for. Right. I mean, we you know, of our cats, one of our cats started having, because she has trouble getting along with other cats, she didn't manifest initially, but it started showing itself,
mm-hmm.
and she started, you know, here and there going to the bathroom in places that she wasn't supposed to.
Right.
And we're like, well, we love her. She's great with us. My older son, you know, was the one who originally had gotten her and loved her,
mm-hmm.
so he's got a big enough room that I clean it every day. We, you know, make sure that she's not stinking up his room or doing anything. It's extra work
right.
for me. I don't care. I mean, right. I do care. I'd rather not have to do it.
Right.
But we love this kitty. I love her. I go in there, you know, and spend a little time with her and clean up and do whatever, because that's what you do.
Right.
You know, like she wasn't, you know, what am I? I'm going to shoot her because she's, I mean, or just toss her away, even though we love this cat? No.
No, of course
like, you
not.
Figure something out.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It is, oh my goodness, it's already 49 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Jody Hamilton with Cliff Schechter and Chris Lavoie. Hi. Stephanie will be back tomorrow. Yay. One more short thing. John Earl Sullivan, who was a Utah resident, who literally videoed Ashley Babbitt getting killed
right
at the insurrection. He has been sentenced to 6 years, along with 36 months of supervised release and an additional $2,000 fine. According to the court documents, in the days and weeks leading up to the events, he used various digital platforms and personas to present himself as an activist. But on these platforms, he made his true objectives clear, which were to cause pure chaos and disruption of the status quo. So have fun in prison.
Yeah.
And plus, taping somebody.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Taping somebody be shot is just. Ew.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
It's that's.
Hey.
I mean, she's.
I hear the golf courses are great in prison. Enjoy yourself, you know? Take some time. Have fun.
Well, and then Ashley Babbitt would be alive if Donald Trump didn't lie to everybody.
Right.
She would be alive.
No, he's absolutely right.
Her blood is on his
absolutely
hands.
Right. And probably a couple of the Capitol Hill officers.
Yep.
Who one Brian Sicknick, I think it was pronounced, yes. Who died. And and then two who committed suicide and God knows how many others. So, and, you know, just about according to three or four very serious academic studies, just another 400,000 Americans because of COVID would be here if it weren't for Donald
Trump. Oh, yeah, at least 400,000.
If he'd actually done anything and hadn't lied from the beginning.
Exactly.
So just, you know, that.
Yeah, just that. Just that. Let's get Tracy. Hi, Tracy in Arizona.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Cliff.
Hello.
Hey,
How's it going?
I read about this stuff with Chris. Oh, good. When I read about this stuff with Kristi Noem yesterday, I looked it up. South Dakota has 109 banned books, but I wasn't able to ascertain if Old Yeller was one of them.
Yeah.
But I know Old Yeller is banned in some states because the dog dies. Well, Old Yeller is set in the 1860s.
Right.
Louis Pasteur did not invent the rabies vaccine until 1885.
Right.
So, you know, if she wants to, and also I would point out that people in the 1860s took a bath once a week after working on the farm all week.
Right.
So if she wants to model her life
after that. Well, you're in Arizona, so you know in 1864, you've now got their abortion law, too.
Exactly. They're all in that antiquated mindset.
Although it's been repealed. I guess the Arizona House has repealed it. It's going to the Senate.
It's going to the Senate now.
Oh, did they finally, didn't they fail?
They failed a couple of times, but on the
Friday.
They finally got it done.
Yeah, they finally got it done. And so the Senate.
So it took them three times to say, this seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
There are some machinations going on behind the scenes. Arizona politics is weird, as you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, they did. They repealed it, I guess, on Friday.
Yeah.
And then the Senate's got it. So they're looking at it. And they'll pass the repeal. And then obviously Hobbs will sign that into law.
Right.
But that.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good news. That is good news. And hopefully. I'm not sure.
There were things going on behind the scenes that had absolutely nothing to do with this bill, which is why it failed the first two times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's often the case, as we know, right? Like when the legislators were fighting over that idiot criminal attorney general, just another Republican criminal, Paxton, you know, whereas like it had nothing to do with anything except for they were fighting about policy and personality behind the scenes because they're children.
Exactly. That's what went on in Arizona, too.
And the funny thing about it was Democrats do this. It's like, y'all wanted this law to come back. This is want us to save your butt?
Carrie Lake cheered it on, and then
she
all of
did.
A sudden, when they got it, it's like, oh, I didn't want this. No,
yes, she did. She wanted it so badly. You know,
she loved it, and then she was like, oh wait, I picked the wrong filter that day. So let me pick another one, and we can.
I'll hold my dog while we pick a new filter.
Look, I'll pick a new filter, I'll hold my dog, and I'll say an abortion law from, you know, during the Civil War is probably a bad one.
Probably a bad one. Yeah, that sounds great. All right, my goodness, it is already the end of the hour. Thank you so much, Cliff, for
being on. Cliff, you're a rock star.
My pleasure.
We appreciate it so much. We will see you guys tomorrow on
the
Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recap the headlines from over the weekend and then three headlines and a lie. My track record's not so good so far. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.